Okay. Wonderful. I think we've got the recording going, and welcome everyone to the Success Circle High Content Call. And today we're going to be talking about conversion, enrolling skills, and techniques. And before I get into the content, I want to make sure that everybody is aware of some upcoming events, as I do before each high content call. And I also want to welcome new members to the Success Circle. So welcome if this is your first high content call. Remember that we do the high content calls every second Tuesday of the month at 4:30 Eastern Time. And it is recorded. If you have any questions, you can email info@accelerateassociates.com. And what we will do is then take your questions and answer those in the Q&A call. That's the every fourth Tuesday of the month at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. So make sure that you use your recurring calendar to get those on your calendar so you can make them. But if you miss them for whatever reason, we always include those in the audio library of the Success Circle. And I'm really excited to let you know that we're going to be upgrading the Success Circle again. We are going to include so much more functionality, so you're going to be seeing changes in the next 30 days, so I'm real excited about that. So just also wanted to let you know and remind you about the free high content, the free conference or teleseminar that's happening tomorrow, and that is at 7 o'clock p.m. Get all the clients you need, the 7 amazingly simple must-have strategies to continuously fill your prospect pipeline. If you're not yet registered, you can go to freebusinessplanformat.com/get-all-the-clients-you-need. And I'll say that again, freebusinessplanformat.com/get-all-the-clients-you-need. And you can get on the registration page for that. You get the accelerator e-zine, and the link is in there from last week's e-zine. Also, the Q&A call, don't forget, is scheduled for July 27th at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time, so remember that. And for those of you who tune in to the Blog Talk Radio, you don't want to miss this segment on July 28th. Again, something you might want to put on your calendar. Tim Green from the Referral Institute is going to be my guest on Blog Talk Radio, and he's going to talk about getting emotional about referral marketing. And so if you're part of any networking group, you want to be listening in to Blog Talk Radio. We are going to podcast it. It's going to be a fabulous, he's going to provide a lot of high content on my radio show. So tune in to that again. That's July 28th, Wednesday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Let's see what else we got here. Also, I'd like you to ask you a favor, everyone who is on this call or listening to this, to please let me know. We're scheduling the high content calls, and we always want to know what are the topics of interest to you, because the Success Circle is about the members. It's about you. So we are scheduling for the next 12 months, and we want to know what topics are of interest that you would like me to cover on the high content call. So email info@accelerateassociates.com and let us know what those topics of interest are for you so we can get those covered. And by the way, thank you for the wonderful comments that I have been receiving so far. I'm glad you enjoy them. I'm glad you're enjoying the site and getting a lot of use from it. And also the laser coaching calls, don't forget to also schedule those. It's part of your member benefits. The people that use their laser coaching calls on average are about 5 times more likely to reach their goals because they have that accountability feature. And the developmental piece too. So use those. It's to your benefit. So, Let's see, what else do we have? Okay, and again, let's just get right into the content. I think that's it for the upcoming events, at least in the near future. Today, we're going to cover converting a prospect to a client. Some of you might have been struggling with that, and what we're going to cover today is specific enrolling techniques, some of which I'm going to take directly from the Entrepreneurial Edge system. So if you attended our three-day event back in March, or maybe you haven't, but you got the self-study program, we're going to go through that because it begs repeating, because I think there's a very specific formula that many of you may not be using, and you're wondering, gee, why can't I do 95 to 98% enrollment? Well, you can if you follow the system. And so I'm going to talk about the sites you also will need to have so that you can build your robust conversion system and no-cost technology that's going to help you increase your conversions by more than 50% on your sites. So today I'm going to go through the Seal the Deal system that's going to help you think about the systems and the skills that you're using or maybe you're not using to help pre-qualify your customers very simply and easily, or your clients, or your patients, however you refer to those, the people that you work with. And we're going to also, I'm going to cover the just how to create relationships, trust, and choices that really leverages this tech-dominant world we're in, but also keeps traditional relationship building in mind. You know, in the past years, a lot of the formula to convert prospects to clients involved, you know, a lot of networking, numerous meetings, follow-up calls, and many of you still might be doing that. And what you're finding is months, maybe years pass between your first meeting and enrolling them as clients into your programs, your products, or your services. So many of you might be working really hard at gaining some of that visibility and connecting with some of your business leads. So and some of you are spending a lot of time talking to people who may not be your preferred or ideal client. We call them preferred, but some people refer to them as your ideal client. And so this sometimes wastes your time because you don't have a clear plan. And oftentimes if you haven't identified your preferred client, you're spending a lot of time with the people who aren't, and you're attracting them. And also, if it's not systematized, that can also slow down your results. So it's really necessary to look at the entire process that you're currently using to bring in prospects and making sure that you do three things. Number one, pre-educate. Two, pre-qualify. And help them, three, self-select as into your programs or your services. Now, I just want to also back up a little bit and say, you know, think about, and for those of you who have followed me for a while, I do talk about the difference between the industrial age mindset and the information age mindset, because the industrial age has had a lot of influences over people that have been in the marketplace for so many years, and they still try to have, or they still have, these deeply embedded belief systems from the industrial age thinking. Which used to be heavily into, you know, the hours for dollars model, the jobs for life, and yet they're still trying to create business models based on some of those same assumptions and belief systems. But what has happened over the years with the information age is you see a lot more in the present-day consumer. They're going to be more experienced. They're going to be more well-informed, and they are going to have a very high level of expectation for quick service. And it's because they've seen with the internet, they've seen that they can get self-service, they can get volumes of information, and they can get volumes of choices from many people. And One of the other things to also think about as you think about your system and how you bring in clients and customers is the word of mouth, and the word of mouth traveling through various communities. So you want to make sure that what kind of word of mouth is passing around about your brand. So it's important to have a brand strategy that gets out there. And so many entrepreneurs are behind the eight ball because they don't realize this changing consumer landscape. And they also don't even understand or know their conversion rates. So, again, those conversion rates are necessary to know so you know how to improve maybe your site. Now, whatever site that is. Now, for those of you who've gone through the Entrepreneurial Edge system, you know there's five different kinds of web pages you can have. So how do you improve your site's improvement if you don't know what your conversion rates are? What do you do when you have visitors? And maybe you're having a lot of visitors, but they're not converting. So you know you need to change something, but if you're not even measuring that or don't know how to measure that, then that is going to be problematic for you in helping you help them pre-qualify, pre-educate, and self-select into your programs and services. And is it very clear, I just want you to ask yourself, is it clear when a visitor comes to visit you, the next step that they're going to take in doing business with you? And so ask somebody who may not have ever been maybe to your website or your lead generation page, if you have one, that are they very clear on how to do business with you? And so, and ask a, you know, somebody that you just met and say, hey, would you do me a favor and do that? You can provide a whole lot of information just by asking them, and again, ask is a really powerful thing. Hey, do you know how to do business with me? So, and when you have a regular and consistent plan that includes that, you know, that conversion, that tracking, that monitoring of your conversion, you know, you can develop your plan more thoroughly and your strategy. Now, I just want to explain what conversion is, because sometimes business owners think that conversions mean somebody who's buying my product. Well, that's one conversion. You also want to take a look at other types of conversions. Number one, subscribing maybe to an e-newsletter or e-zine. Why is this important? Well, if you have a lead generation system, and everybody should, but in my opinion, but if you have a lead generation system, subscribing and growing your list is important. Why? Because, again, it's part of that first step in that relationship building, so that when you're exchanging that information, you're giving something of value to them, and in exchange, they're giving you their information, you can continuously market to them, or they find out that they don't want your information anymore. That's okay too, because then they'll click off and you don't have to waste your time with people who don't want to receive your information anyway. So either way, that's a good thing. But subscribing to your e-newsletter or e-zine, or some people have motivational messages or some way to stay in touch, a stay in touch vehicle or medium, can be a powerful conversion to have. And then you can determine later the conversions of those people and when those people are converting. Because here's why. You want to also determine who's going to buy from you. Approximately 4%, only 4% of the people will buy from you today. The rest you have to determine and gauge, are they going to buy 5 months, 5 years, five weeks from now. And when you track your conversions, you can determine that. So it's a lot easier to determine how much your cash flow is going to be and how much you're going to be bring in when you can look at some of these trends over time. Another conversion is maybe they're participating in a survey or answering a question. Now, part of your one of the things we're going to go through in the free high content call we're having tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock is parts of the lead generation And parts of that is asking a question, because you want to get some market data, especially if you're going into brand new markets, because you don't want to create necessarily programs, products, or services without first asking what they want. And so converting into a survey or answering a question can be very powerful for you as the entrepreneur. You might convert them into downloading a product or service. A product or an ebook or something like that. You can, where a conversion can also be clicking on a certain link or page. So as you map out a certain process in which your prospect comes through, clicking on a certain page or link or series of links can tell you about your process, or your effectiveness of your process, or the effectiveness of that website. So knowing that and putting that in a certain order and having that conversion metric can help you determine what's working, what's not. This is really typical too when you have continuity programs. And continuity programs, I believe we covered this in one of our other high content calls. Continuity programs are, let's say somebody opts into the first line, which is your lead generation page, and you give them something for free. And then you sort of what's called an upsell afterwards, where they get to another landing page and you upsell them maybe to a lower cost product. And then a continuity would be that after they purchase that, then they can go to another page and it maybe further upsells them to something else or gets them into another program. And so those are continuity programs. Well, when you develop, and these can be all systemated and systematized, and you never even have to touch it. But what's important about that from a conversion standpoint is you can have all these automated systems going on, bringing in continuous income through these continuity programs. And by looking at the links and what people are clicking on and off, you can see that level of interest that they have in certain topics. So you can see maybe even by industry or however you set your systems up, or geographic locations and what's working and what's not working for your business. So, some things to think about as you look at your conversion rates. And let's see, conversions, of course, could also be if they purchase a product or service. So that is also a conversion. So, looking at all of those can help you determine how your clients, one, find you, two, how your clients choose you, in some cases, depending on how you set up your systems, and three, how and why they buy from you. And, but even though these are systematized, it hasn't changed that building the relationship and trust. And you want to make sure that there is that connection with your preferred clients through the whole process that you have. And the internet provides, the social online sites can provide that relationship building, even online, providing that you have a consistent strategy. But a lot of times people haven't integrated their strategy or even started being on some of these social online strategies, and it's necessary as part of that conversion process to understand how that's going to fit in. So, for example, let's say you have this really big project coming up and, you've never been on, Facebook or Twitter. And then suddenly you're going to get on Facebook and Twitter because you want to sell your program and you're going to wonder why it doesn't work. Well, because that relationship hasn't been built up and people don't know who you are. So regardless if you're still doing it online, it's all about that relationship. And people who heard me say this over and over, remember creating relationships, even online, is just like going out on the dates. You don't want to ask somebody to marry you on your very first date. It's probably going to feel very icky, and they're not going to do it anyway. They're not going to say yes anyway. So it's important to have a social media strategy. So there's a balance there. There's a balance between how all your strategies fit together, systematizing it, and creating that relationship. But when you're clear, not only about your market, but about your preferred clients and how they find you, how they choose you, and how they buy from you, your marketing and your systems do become more refined and support that enrollment or conversion process. But it's really, you've got to think about that conversion process. Now, your conversion process is going to be one part skill, and that's where a lot of people try to talk about the sales process, right? And they try to get you, you know, they try to teach all about the skill. Well, that's only one part of the conversion process. The other one is one part system, okay? That one part skill plus one part system equals enrolling clients. And the one part skill side is a lot of people don't use a systems approach, and they teach you skills and it sounds too pushy, and then they teach techniques that are manipulative, and then they wonder why people, you know, don't buy from them. But I want to get to the psychological part of that skill. Especially with entrepreneurs who may be new, or even existing ones who still have that industrial age mindset of push marketing. Just ran into this the other day too, and even though this was a very, very experienced entrepreneur, she had absolutely no idea that she was doing push marketing. In fact, had no concept of pull marketing and what that was all about, and that even relationship marketing she wasn't aware of. And so that was a completely new concept. So in a conversion process, if you're coming from a mindset and you're simply thinking about that person as a sale, they're going to smell it a mile away. Trust me. So think about when you're talking to someone who is a potential client, what you're thinking of that sales process. Because remember, your belief systems will always impact your actions. And if you think about it, how can I help this person? How can I serve this person in the best way, which may or may not be your services or products at that time? Think about that. And I've seen this time and time again where people that are really good at relationship marketing and referral marketing, they can't help a client. They come from that mindset of, I'm going to serve or help this client in the best way that I can. They end up referring them to someone else who can help them because maybe the person's not ready for their services. And it always comes back to them, but they think about that in the best interest and they become the trusted source. But that's part of a long-term conversion strategy, but it is so important that you really think about that mindset. And while, you know, marketing and communicating what you do, how you're enrolling people and prospects into your system and into what you have to offer. And it's important too that it also fits your values and your hardwiring and your personality, because many people resist that selling process. Maybe they have the wrong belief system, but then they resist it. Okay, for whatever reason, maybe they feel that their infrastructure's not in place. There's, they're actually self-sabotaging their own behaviors, or they're self-sabotaging their own results because of their behaviors. But you need to think about how you're thinking about that and how you're delivering it. Now, some people who are more introverts tend to go into that process and they try to be an extrovert. Well, that's skill part. You know, you don't try to be somebody that you're not because it's going to come across phony anyway. But if you look at the sales process as an education process, not a persuasion process, and especially for people that are introverts, you know, stop trying to persuade people and start educating people. They're going to appreciate that so much more than if you try to persuade them into something. And they'll smell it a mile away anyway. So think about not only how you're doing that, but are you doing, ask yourselves, are you doing that in a way that's authentic for you, that's educating and giving that client the very best possible solution, which may or may not be your product or service. And a lot of times people don't convert because they don't, one, have a strategy to convert. Number two, they don't have a system to convert. So lead generation, lead qualification, they don't have those systems. And three, they use outdated selling techniques. So think about that as you evaluate your own systems. One part skill. So what's your strategy? What's your skill? And do you need to hone that more and get more knowledge and more skill? Or think about it differently and have different belief systems. So strategy, system, and the types of selling techniques, the skill. And so, again, authentically enrolling or converting, I like enrolling better, but enrolling prospects is about being in a place of service and building that relationship and finding out what's most important to that prospect, because it just might be a matter of timing. The other piece that's really important in the skill part is the act of listening. Listening, layering, recommending. And I just want to reiterate just the listening part of it is show, you know, interest in what the person is thinking and believing and asking open-ended questions to really seek to understand their perspective, their needs, their wants. You know, what's going on? What's most important? What's their biggest struggle? What are they trying to achieve? What do they want the outcomes to be? These are all great open-ended questions to ask your prospects, and they'll appreciate that you're spending that time. And I'll get through some of the systems that will help pre-qualify, so you don't have to ask everybody that, and you can use your systems to do that. But in your own active listening, when you do finally meet with them, it's an important skill to master. Two, people that are also very much, high sense of urgency don't like to leave a lot of silence in a conversation. But this is an important skill to have in converting or enrolling your clients or customers, is silence is okay. It gives the person time to think. And if a person is an internal thinker by their very nature, they're going to need that time. So silence is good. Silence is necessary. But if you're a person who is impatient by your nature, understand that that might be a skill or something that you need to manage through your whole enrollment process. And this is, again, something many people are not talking about in enrolling or converting your prospects or clients. But I want to make sure that you're aware of that and how that does affect your closing the deal 95 to 97% of the time. And asking close-ended questions, using those close-ended statements or layering to say, you know, hey, did I hear you right? Here's what I heard you say, okay? And listen to that inner voice that you're using, too. If you know that you're not going to want to work with this client, notice what your inner voice is telling you. It's because it will always come out in one way, shape, or form. And if you're naturally wired to judge and make judgments right away, maybe that's something you either need to manage, or maybe this is not your preferred client. So listen to that inner voice. And these are really essential parts of the skill part of the conversion. And when you can provide solutions, when you can understand that human element, when you can listen to your prospects, when you can even provide a lot of value, maybe even suggest resources, you know, they will look at that as very generous, and the results for you can be very dramatic. And they'll no longer consider you as a salesperson, and you won't feel like that salesperson. You'll be that trusted source and the important person that they want to get to know and want to know and want to refer to other people. Because people end up doing business with people they know, like, and trust, right? The other part that I also want to go through is one part skill plus one part system. And this is going to be, I think, an important part of the one part system of your whole conversion or enrollment process, because it really leverages today's marketplace, and also when you systematize, it also helps educate an already educated consumer. Because people have, as I said before, a lot of information that's already out there and readily available. And when you set up your pull marketing and pulling in your preferred clients, and you implement strategies that support that pull marketing, you're flipping the sales process. You're, you know, switching it the other way, where they are requesting your product and service, not you having to push the products or services. So, first and foremost, you know, gone are the days of the static website. So if you really think you have your website updated, think again. People do like to see changes in a website, and it's okay to change it. It doesn't have to be the same old, same old. What you do want to use in any type of website, traditional website or corporate site, as we call them, is video. Video is a very powerful, oftentimes no-cost technology. And people say, well, how can it be a no-cost technology? Well, most people have cell phones that already have video on them. So it becomes very simple for them to take a video and then upload it into YouTube and put the HTML code and put it on the website or directly onto the website. So video has been known to convert people up to 50%. Why? Because people connect more. And again, that's part of the relationship building. Even though you may not have ever met the person, they're kind of meeting you. It's kind of the, you know, a lot of people watch the soap operas and you know, a lot of the actors. Well, we feel like we know them, even though we don't really know them, because we see them, and it's powerful. And something that really helps the conversion or enrollment process. Video should also be used on your lead generation pages. Now, remember, part of sealing the deal, part of the sealing the deal system that I talk about is the idea of how to create that relationship, step-by-step relationship. So your permission-based marketing, or what's called lead generation systems, use the terms interchangeably, but it's more well known as the lead generation system. The idea is that's going to create an initial relationship, and it's going to help you create that initial first step that people have that may not have met you before. And it has an ask component where you ask them what is their biggest struggle. And it creates a value for them. So you provide them maybe a free gift or something of that nature. It's a first part of the conversion process, and you're taking advantage of some organic traffic that is happening on the internet, because where are people going when they want answers and solutions to their problems? They're going to the internet. It was kind of funny, but I had my telephone books that got delivered the other week, and we picked up ours, and our neighbors never picked up theirs. So the level of importance that people put on phone books versus why? Because they can get the same information in all cases on the internet. But a lead generation system is going to help you create that first initial connection and helps in that differentiating yourself from the other people in the world. Why? Because you're going to have your connection story there. You're going to have information on there that connects people to you. So that's a real integral part of the systems to help in your conversion. In addition, having that social media strategy targeting your preferred client is also part of your conversion strategy, because people are tapping in, your consumers are tapping into those social media platforms, and, you know, 70% of consumers read blogs on a regular basis, right? They're experiencing more video and niche content, and so you want them to find you. And so it's important to have that good social media strategy that works with your lead generation systems. And it's going to pull in people beyond just your static website. So now, instead of just one static website, you can have a lead generation system, and now you're in two different places, or three with your social media platforms. So, remember, a website plays a much, much, much less central role now than it did many years ago. And so, even though it's still part of the pull marketing process, and part of your conversion process and how they find you, it's part of a bigger strategy and part of a bigger system that you have to, it's part of a system. Part of your conversion system is your website and what you have on it and how you leverage it and use it. Okay? But your lead generation system is just helps your ideal prospect find you and create that first initial relationship with you, and also allows you to get information from them. Because if they go to your static website and all you have is a static website, and there's no way for them to opt in to get something from you of value, there's no way for you to get their information. And with a lead generation page, the only thing they're focused on is one thing. With a website, you can click on many different places. So that's the power of having a lead generation as part of your overall systems. Okay, and it helps that conversion. Remember, you want to have those stay-in-touch vehicles so people do convert, and a permission-based or lead generation allows you to do that. Now, how do you get them to pre-educate and self-select into your programs and services? By being very clear on your corporate website, because they're eventually going to find that corporate website too, because all of these tie in together. And when they do, you want to help pre-educate and self-select them. So this is two where you can differentiate yourself. So you're differentiating yourself on your lead generation page. You're differentiating yourself on your main website, your corporate site. And you're further, and you're showing consistency. So you do want to show consistency. Consistency creates trust over time between those two. So you want to have a similar branding. You want to have, you know, your picture. They want to know who they're doing business with. And here's a mistake that a lot of business owners make, is they'll always put their logo on their social media, on their corporate website, on their lead generation page. Well, that's fine, but people want to connect with people. And they want to connect with you. So they want to see your face. They want to, you know, see who they're talking to. So it is important to have a picture that people can identify with, or the video. And that's why people really identify with video, and you see conversions go dramatically up, in some cases more than 50%, with just adding a video. And also you want to help it to pre-educate. So anything that you can do to help them pre-educate. So
commonly asked questions, Q&As, and interview with you. All those questions that will help them pre-educate. Maybe any questions that will help them overcome an objection should go on your website. And it's important, too, that you have your testimonials, because those will be doing the selling for you and help you with the conversion so you don't have to. It's part of social proof. So if you don't have, recommendations on your LinkedIn accounts, all these are social proof, and it's really important that you have those on your sites, because they help increase your conversion rates further. And of course, you have to have those stay-in-touch vehicles. Stay-in-touch vehicles, a lot of people think, well, yeah, I get their email and boom, I'm going to get instant sales. Well, again, remember, 4% of people will buy from you today. It's important for you to understand where to find those 4%. Make sure you're really targeted. But then you'll have to nurture that relationship over time, just like you would if you're dating somebody. It's a courting process. So understanding when they're going to buy from you 5 days, 5 weeks, 5 months from now, you have to show consistency through your stay-in-touch vehicles and develop that relationship with them, have them trust you, provide high content, high information, and in some cases change the buying factor. Maybe it's you starting small. It's interesting. There was a salon that had a local salon that was new, and they wanted to change the buying habits of people. So they put this incredible package. I mean, they gave away the services, literally, almost. I mean, it was ridiculously low. I don't even know. They couldn't have made money on it. But what they were trying to do is get people in their salon, because they knew, just because of conversions and watching conversions, they knew if they could get people just to test out 5 of their services, that they would get people there on a recurring basis. And that's what they did. And dramatically increased their business. At a time when other salons were going bankrupt, they were thriving. And they got voted, I think, Detroit's, number one salon or something of that nature. And it was consistent, but they understood not only who their market was, how to bring them in the door, how to create the relationship with them and change their buying habits, but they knew that from looking at their conversion process and how to change the human behavior and how to differentiate themselves from their competitors. And all of those mixing in together and how they systematized everything worked together in converting their clients, their prospects to clients. So your systems have to be in that certain order that leads your product of prospects and provides value, gives them enough information, so you're reversing that sales process. And again, when you provide content and information on the benefits, on the products, on the services, on the consistency that you provide, what you provide that's different. Now remember, you don't want to be that commodity. And if you're looking only at price, if you find yourself in a business that you're only looking at price, you might want to look at how do you differentiate yourself. So much so that people want to do business, and you change that sales process and you flip that sales process. So they're going to you for a specific reason. And maybe that's reputation. Maybe that's something unique that you do. Maybe it's a signature process that you have that makes you unique, and only you have that. And they develop this trust over time with you. And it leaves you free when you do that, when you have your system, when you have your uniqueness, when you develop and create that relationship, trust, and choices with them. You start creating that connection. You're asking them on an ongoing basis, you know, what do they want or need or what's their biggest struggle or frustration, so you can develop other products and services for them. It's then you will get a 95 to 97% conversion rate. But again, look at how you're converting and what you're considering a conversion. And we went through the list earlier of all those different ways to convert people, or convert your prospects. All of those are part of your conversion process. So not just one conversion process. It's not just converting from, you know, prospect to sale. All right, that's just one of many ways to convert. And then you need to track those conversions in creating your conversion system and process. And remember, one part skill, one part system is part of the formula to really seal the deal or that conversion or enrollment process. And all of this in a certain order creates the system right for enrolling or converting your prospects to clients. Two, it also, one other thing that I also want to mention is when you have a well-developed conversion formula, and maybe, you know, again, look at video, look at your process, look at your skill, look at, make sure you're targeting your right market, that you're in the right markets, that you're differentiating yourself. Because usually there's something, if you're not converting, there's something along that line that's not clear. You're not providing enough choices. Now remember, and I've said this time and time again, if you're only providing one choice, it's a yes or no and go option. Yes, I'll work with you, or no, I won't, and I leave. Because you only provided one option, and a lot of consultants and coaches get into that one option, and it's usually a high-end option, which again, ends up that yes and no and go. Think too about your market. What are people buying? How are they buying? What are their buying habits? Because again, this is the educated consumer. They have, you know, things at their disposal. Finding out what their habits are, and this is where your preferred client comes in handy. Being very crystal clear on that, you'll be able to know where to hang out, know what to ask them, get feedback from them, and be able to respond. And all of those can help you with your conversion process while leveraging all the technological advancements, including video. And so, so one of the first steps you might want to take is assess your current skill and your system to make sure that you're creating an environment that's suitable for conversion. Now, again, don't underestimate the belief systems that you have about the sales or enrollment process. Okay, don't underestimate that because it will show through. So if you are naturally wired to want instant results, it's going to show through. Just want to get a little drink of water here. Just in summary, you want to review your whole system. You want to review the whole process that you put people through. And one good tool that I have used before is kind of a mind mapping. And I've mapped out how a person first comes in, how they get to know me, what's the next step that they take, and literally take somebody brand new through the process. So whether they're coming through, and they might come through different avenues. So also examine how people are finding you. You know, are they coming through your referral systems? Are they coming through the internet? Are they coming through your individual networking? And two, by going through that process, you're going to see how well or well not some of your systems are working. So, for example, if you're saying, oh, you know, no, all the work we've gotten is from our own efforts. Well, maybe you need to look at your referral systems. And are you really leveraging those referral systems in a way that working for you versus you having to go out and get that all the time. And maybe it's just I've talked about asking your prospects, but maybe it's a process of asking your referral networks for leads and referrals. And so if you're not quite sure how to do that, or you haven't given referrals, you know, you might want to think about giving first so that people will want to refer people to you. So a lot of times, you know, again, the referral marketing is really important. And for those of you who might have missed it, on July 28th, we are having Tim Green of the Referral Institute, who on my blog talk radio, and again, that's blogtalkradio.com/navigating_change. And he's going to talk about getting emotional about referral marketing. So if that's one of your system that you're not leveraging or you're not seeing results from, he's going to provide a lot of high content about that on the radio show. So if you miss it, you can get the podcast as well. But that's July 28th at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on blogtalkradio.com/navigating_change. Okay. So I just want to make sure I got everything here that I wanted to cover. Just as a reminder as well, and again, the formula for converting is to, again, look at your belief system, look at how you're wired, look at your skill, plus the systems, lead generation, your corporate website. Are you using it to pre-educate and pre-qualify your prospects? Think about your process and your system to bring them in. Is there a way that you can bring them in that helps pre-qualify them? It might be changing your process so that they can self-select into your programs and your services. Do you have an appropriate social media strategy that's tying into some of those systems and how people get to know you? Use some of the low-cost, no-cost strategies like video, which can increase your conversion rates by about 50%. And don't forget to ask. You know, even ask as one of the important key features is ask after people do business with you. You know, making sure that after they do business with you, that you thank them, that there's follow-up with them after that conversion process, and reassurance they made the right decision to do business with you. And this is something people are forgetting about, too, as part of the conversion process, is an after, touching base afterwards and continuously developing that relationship so there is continuous stay-in-touch vehicles even after the sale, even after the purchase. So I want to make sure that I didn't forget that. Okay, we talked about overcoming objections on your website. We talked about offering choices. We talked about, and remember, too, if you're an individual who does meet with people one-on-one as part of your conversion process, enrollment process, asking them open-ended questions, really listening to them, finding out what their current state is, what their before state is, how they're feeling, their struggles, what they want in the future. Those are really important to do. How you're pre-educating and pre-enrolling them. Some people have intake forms. So you want to think about, you know, potentially intake forms. We talked about providing choices. And sometimes, too, again, remember the follow-up afterwards. Sometimes, too, people don't sign up. 2-5% when you go through the Seal the Deal system, about 2-5% don't sign up. But remember, there is a customer-centric method in dealing with that. Okay, they may not convert now, doesn't mean they won't later. So, making sure that that you stay in touch with that prospect, there is a way to stay in touch, And people often don't, and the reason they don't convert later is because they don't set up a time frame. And so they don't set up a specific date and time. So one of the things I highly encourage is if people say, I need time to think about it, and some people are wired that way, they do need time to think about it, you set up a specific time. Okay, great. How much time do you need? I've been there. I understand. How much time do you need? I need about a week. Okay, great. How about we schedule a touch base call to see where you're at in your decision-making process? And, you know, then you know, would this date or this time work? You know, and again, they might say, oh, I want to call you. Well, that's great, but how about we schedule a time that way I can spend some special time with you, whatever your decision is, you know? And if they're really resisting doing that, the chances are they've already made up their mind anyway. and the answer is no, but they just don't want to tell you that. But a follow-up phone call, usually most people, though, will think about it and make that follow-up phone call. Again, making sure that you identify who's going to call whom. And so date, time, and who's going to call whom. And that will help with all of your conversion processes. Well, I know I've given you a lot of information. So, again, I want to remind you that some of you may want to listen to this over again. Feel free. And if you have any questions, please email those to info@accelerateassociates.com. Again, that's EXCELERATE associates.com. And just as a reminder, the next Q&A call. So if you have any questions about today, the Q&A call is Tuesday, July 27th, fourth Tuesday of every month, 4:30 Eastern Time, and submit those. Now, does it have to be about this high content call? The short answer is no. You might have some questions about this high content call, but you can also ask it in the Q&A call. We'll get all those questions answered, number one. And number two, you can ask other questions. So if it's something you listen to, you know, another high content call you listened to weeks ago, that's fine. Go ahead and ask them, because if you have questions about something, then chances are other people will. Or for those of you who are still working through the Entrepreneurial Edge system, you might have a question about that too. Well, that's what the Q&A calls are for, is to get all your questions answered so you don't stay stuck and you continue to move forward. And again, remember to also schedule your laser coaching calls at info@accelerateassociates.com. And I think that about covers it for today. And again, if any of you have any specific questions, feel free to email me. Well, thank you so much for coming on today's call, and I look forward to seeing, hopefully we'll hear you tomorrow on the free teleseminar on how to get all the clients you need, where we're going to share more information with my special guest is Jane Birch of Marketing Monsoon. It's going to be packed with information, more information even than you got today too, so you'll want to be on that call as well if you haven't yet registered. So, thank you so much, and until next time, everybody, have a great day. Bye.